In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please keep in prayer, Mr. Fred, who we laid to rest today, as well as Emma, who is from Encino. We'll have her funeral on Friday. They're souls who had deep devotion within their lives and would be very appreciative of any aid we could give them in lessening their time in purgatory and speeding their path toward heaven. They certainly were ones who would not forget to return the favor to us in our time of need. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Ida Rivera and Elena Chavez. The movement of today's Mass is this. The homily of the readings that we have here is that our Lord is asking for us of something. He says, blessed are those who moan and groan. Do you moan and groan? Blessed are those who moan and who groan. We don't often hear things phrased to us in that way, but what is it talking about? There's a moaning and a groaning that has to happen over evil. We see it in our world and within our lives. The scripture says what? That when those who are moaning and groaning, he says, those are the ones who a tau, that's a T cross, placed upon their foreheads, that those who moan and groan over the abominations that are practiced within the land. He says that these are the ones who everybody else is going to be smitten, is going to be cut down, is going to be utterly wiped out. But those who moan and groan over the abominations that are practiced, they're going to have the mark and they won't be touched. And so what are the things that we should be moaning and groaning about in our society, in our world today? I don't think of anything more devastating that's going on within our world. Of course, what comes to mind is the horrors of abortion, the greatest civil disturbance that has gone on in our world to this day. Do we moan? Do we groan over it? What about the abuses of the Blessed Sacrament that happen at these times? Those who have no idea what there is that they're receiving, and so receive not for their victory toward God, but actually receive to their condemnation. Or what about those abominations that are going on within our world where the faithful are being shut out of Mass, kept from worshiping God? These are things that we have to moan and groan, but it's not just blessed are those who moan and groan over it and cause a disturbance within themselves and just keep it within themselves. The first thing that we should do, yes, is to turn that movement of moaning and groaning back to God. That's where our moaning and groaning is. It's that expression where it speaks about in St. Paul's writing. He says, when we don't know how to pray for what it is, when anxiety builds up within our soul so much that we have no idea what to do with it, it says the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, we receive at baptism and again, more fully in confirmation, cries out for us in inexpressible moanings and groanings. Do we allow ourselves to express those prayers through those moaning and groanings, or do we allow them to stay locked within and then cause other destructions within our lives? We can't just leave them there within ourselves, though. We moan and groan, but then what do we do about it? What do we enact about those things? Hopefully, with regard to these things, we do. We make sure that we enact sort of ways that we go out and physically make stand for life and the protection thereof, that we make sure that we don't cast votes or support politicians who support the destruction of life or the destruction of the church, that we make sure that even within our own household, within our families, that we make sure that we don't approach the Blessed Sacrament unworthily, and that we make sure that it is always cared for and loved and adored, and even through our own little things, we make little reparations when we know that certain times at certain places, people are not going about receiving the Blessed Sacrament well. So we offer our Lord a consolation of love. Today I want to turn our attention to a particular saint, Saint Charles Meenan. Saint Charles Meenan, he was a great saint, one of the martyrs of the English Church of English, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales during that time of the Great Persecution when the Protestants destroyed the Catholic faith in the British Isles. During that time, there was a lot of moaning and groaning. Saint Blessed Charles Meenan was there in Ireland, and he heard all this moaning and groaning about him. Oh, they're attacking the church. Oh, they're making us go underground in our worship. Oh, we're having to hide priests in priest holes, and they go from place to place, and we've learned to look down and not to make eye contact with the priest so we can never be called to account to identify him in any way. He heard this moaning and groaning around him, and he himself moaned and groaned about it, but then he said, I'm going to do something about it. And so what he did, there in the 1600s, having only lived 39 years in his life, he went out to study for the priesthood, left the country, went to France and Douai, and there studied for the priesthood the many long years that it took to be able to do so, because he said, I have to be part of the change. I have to be able to be one who can bring the sacraments that my people are moaning and groaning for. I moan and groan for them. When he finally received ordination, he was sent out in order to go there, which he knew would likely end in his martyrdom. All the English martyrs knew that when they left. They were ordained for the purpose of being martyrs as priests. And so he went up, and as he was going on his voyage there, he was caught in the straits there between Ireland and England, Wales. His ship was blown off course and ran aground, and there he was marooned in Wales. When they discovered him, he admitted that he was a priest. And here's what he said in his last few moments before they took his life for the crime of being a Catholic priest. Being a Catholic priest. He said, I, an Irish priest, the Holy Order of St. Francis, a Franciscan, at Ruthheim in North Wales on August 12, 1967, now God Almighty is pleased that I should suffer martyrdom in his holy name to be praised, since I die for my religion. But you have no right to put me to death in this country, though I confess myself to be a priest. For you have seized me as I was going to my native country, Ireland, being driven to the sea upon this coast, for I never used my function as a priest here in England for which I was taken. However, God forgive you, as I do and shall always pray for you, especially for those that were so good to me in my distress. I pray God bless our King, and defend him from his enemies, and convert him to the holy Catholic faith. Amen. His age was 40. He was tried and condemned at Denby for confessing himself to be a priest. Moaning and groaning. There's a movement within our souls that should be moaning and groaning over the evils that so constantly plague us, but they're not to be kept within. To first be given to God in prayer, and then what are we going to do about them? If you lack the courage and the strength to do so, here's another example in the martyrs. Blessed Charles. Blessed Charles Moni. Turn to him in those moments when you don't know what to do with the stress and the anxiety that's going on within your soul. He can give you counsel and instruction to use it toward the good, to not let it be built up within your soul. But it says in the scriptures that those who moan and groan over the abominations that are going on within the land and practice within it, those are the ones who will be preserved. Because the Lord gives them the grace to do something about it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.